Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, obviously, some different drinks are going to have different amounts of kilojoules. To start things out, can you just tell me about maybe what drinks are some of the worst offenders?
Yeah, so what we've done in this study is we had a look at popular alcoholic drinks and looked at the kilojoule content in them, and then we went on to compare them to the equivalent amount of junk food. And what we found is that it was the pre-mixed soft drinks and spirits that came out worse overall. They were quite a bit worse than everything else. And in fact, just one drink of a pre-mix is equivalent of a cheeseburger or a slice of pizza.
Wow. Just one. Now, does that vary between different pre-mixed drinks, or is it pretty standard across the board?
They varied a little bit, but overall they were significantly worse than everything else that we looked at. And surprisingly, the next highest drink in terms of kilojoules was actually cider. So I think we tend to think of beer and cider as similar, but cider did come out a lot higher.
Well, I suppose cider's quite sugary, isn't it?
That's right. So you've got the, with both of those types of drinks, you've got two things contributing to the kilojoules. You've got the sugar, and then you've got the alcohol itself, which is also very high in kilojoules.
Mm. Now, how much more harmful do these added kilojoules make alcohol for our health?
Well, the reason that's of interest to the Cancer Council is because we know that alcoholic drinks already contribute to your risk of cancer, so alcohol in itself is a risk factor. But now we've had a look at the kilojoules as well, we can really see that you're getting a double effect because it increases your risk of being overweight and obese, and that's also a risk factor for cancer.
Mm. Well, I suppose the message that generally is alcohol is bad for you, that's been spread for quite a while now. But certainly how just sort of fattening alcohol can be for you is something that people don't talk about nearly as much. Why do you think the conversation about how many kilojoules are in beverages didn't come up sooner?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean, I guess it is something that's really important and probably more urgent for people to act on than the thought of getting cancer in perhaps 30, 40 or 50 years' time. And the reason why it is important to pay attention to the number of kilojoules in the drinks is just because of the number of drinks that you can have in one sitting. So, for example, if you had four drinks over the course of the night, you could be having around 4,000 kilojoules, which is half the amount of energy that you should be eating in a whole day.
Mm. Yeah, that's certainly a lot in one sitting as well. Now, where do you sort of healthier choice alcohols like low carbohydrate beers or even sugar-free premixed drinks factor into this?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's a lot of marketing going on around low sugar or low carb options at the moment. So what we know is that anything that's low carb or low sugar will have a little bit less in terms of the energy. But what's really important is the amount of alcohol that's in it, because the alcohol is the thing that contributes the most kilojoules. So choosing a low alcohol beer or wine is going to do a lot more for your kilojoules than cutting back on the carbs.
Mm. And eliminating all the sugar, I see. Now, obviously, preventing illnesses involves consuming less alcohol. That seems like the easiest first option, just drink less alcohol. But for those who don't want to cut it out of their lives completely, how do you recommend going about reducing the amount that we drink and the amount of kilojoules that we're intaking when we're drinking?
We do have really clear guidelines in Australia about how much it is safe to drink. So the Australian guidelines are to limit your drinking to no more than two drinks per day on average, and certainly no more than four in one sitting. So that's something for people to keep in mind when they're drinking. Practical strategies are to have a non-alcoholic drink, or preferably water, in between an alcoholic drink so that you're having less over the course of a day, and also to try not to drink every day as well.
Mm. Well, Alison, thanks very much for joining me to have this conversation this morning. I mean, it certainly opened my eyes up a little bit. I've always felt a little bit, you know, a bit better about myself when I choose the low-carb beer, but I guess that's kidding myself a little bit to think that that's doing too much good.
Yeah, choose the low-alcohol option and you'll be in better shape.
Mm. Well, thanks very much, Alison, for joining me this morning.
Great. Thanks very much.
Cheers.